There's a Maserati birdcage, which I'm very fond of because it gave me one of my best races ever, which was a support race to the British Grand Prix in the 90s. And I won the race on the last corner of the last lap. And you never forget a moment like that. It makes even some of the better Pink Floyd concerts pale slightly. And finally, the Ferrari 250 GTO, because it's probably the best all-round sports racing car. It was a car that raced at Le Mans. It finished third, but you can drive it on the roads. You can use it to rally in. I took both my daughters to the church for their weddings, and it didn't put any oil on the white dresses. And of course, it's now become so valuable that people think I'm the sort of Warren Buffett of motorsport. It is a collection, but it was never intended to be. Actually, it's an accumulation. Because I just wanted to go motor racing, but it was in the wonderfully fortunate position of being able to, instead of having to sell one car when I bought another, to be able to say, oh, well, actually I have two racing cars and then I can do two races in a day.
What is the current state of play with Pink Floyd? Because you know, you have projects that come and you, I think last time you played live was what, Live 8?
We played Live 8, which I think was hopefully a template for something we could do again. Roger and David did a charity duet a month or so ago, which I think was showed again the right sort of spirit. And Roger's now going out with the Wall show in America and then coming to England next year. And I think hopefully David and I will both go and sort of support him in that. So I think we're sort of relatively grown up at the moment.
So I imagine that people like Harvey Goldsmith must constantly be on the phone saying, do a Pink Floyd reunion, you'll make millions.
Yes, but I don't think we're really ready to do that. Now, I think maybe it might almost be better if we really sort of kept it as something to be used for good. Makes me sound like Mother Teresa. But I think that'd be a rather nice way to sort of finish the Pink Floyd existence, would be just doing the shows for the right reasons. It would still be really interesting to do a Pink Floyd Unplugged. Maybe as an exercise. I think there's sort of different things one could do that maybe no one else has done before. But in principle, I think if we were to go out, we should do it properly. And with all the bells and whistles.
I'd also like to ask you about the way the music industry has changed and the relationship with record companies and with fans has changed because of the advent of the internet and mobile phones and all those different things. Do you think if you were starting out today, your path would be very different?
I'm sure our path would be very different, but I couldn't begin to tell you what that path would be. I think we're in a very, very tough environment for music at the moment. I think there isn't a very good mechanism for bands developing and making a living. We're not even talking about sort of becoming major pop stars with Rolls Royces and swimming pools. We're talking about just making a good, honest living out of music. And it's really difficult because, yes, the web is a good way of distributing, but the trouble is people are getting so used to the idea of downloading for free. And that in itself just means that so often people just think music is a sort of something you just get. And so it's very hard to see how people would cover their recording costs, anything else. The other problem is that it takes a long time to develop a live act that is well enough, is recognisable enough. It's a sort of chicken and egg situation almost. And the people who are making good money out of live playing tend to be fairly elderly. And have been around a long time, have got an established audience, and can sort of go from there. And so, of course, if they're the Rolling Stones, they'll sell out everywhere. But if you're unknown, however good you are, I think it's tougher than it ever was. I think we had the sort of the golden age in a way, which was really rather short-lived, curiously. It started, I think, with Beatles and Sgt. Pepper. It was the sort of development of the album. It's sort of almost finished with downloading.
Would you have made it on the X Factor?
Oh, definitely not. Would have been chucked off instantly. It's an interesting one. We were talking about it the other night with someone, and the answer is we would have absolutely been chucked off. The Beatles hard to know, although they'd have probably said to them, can we hear something you've, you know, we don't want any of your songs, we want to hear you play someone else's. But Elvis almost certainly would have won, wouldn't he?